Chapter 11, The Seduction of Helen. For 9 days Menelaus entertained Paris, and on the 10th he left Sparta to go to the funeral of his grandmother. "Come back quickly, my love," Helen said, kissing him. "I will be back soon," he told her. "Take care of our guest while I'm gone." After Menelaus had left, Paris went to find Helen. He found her alone in her room, weaving. "Helen," he said. The thread snapped in Helen's hands. She looked up quickly. Paris knelt. He told her that he loved her, that he had come to Sparta only for her, that he wanted her to come away with him to Troy. "You should not have told me this," she said. "I am married." "To that man," cried Paris, "you deserve better. It makes me sick to see that man touch you." "You are his guest. How dare you say such a thing?" "Because I love you. Leave this place. If you come with me, you can have more jewels, clothes, servants, and palaces than you ever dreamed of. But all that is nothing without honor. If I go with you, I will be known as an adulteress and a whore. Even you will grow to hate me. No one could hate a woman so beautiful. You will leave me as quickly as you fell in love with me." Paris shook his head. "Just before I was born, my mother dreamed that she gave birth to fire. That fire is love. I was born to love you. Tell me that you love me too." Helen did not answer. She looked down at the broken thread in her hand. "The Greeks, my husband, will come for me. You know that," she said. "And for you I will fight them and defeat them," he said. "So come with me." Helen looked up at Paris and nodded.